Icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Garnonell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly on Morning Mayhem is made possible by Welcome to Moe's. The new Moe's value meal is a junior burrito, side of queso chip salsa, and a drink for only $9.99. Available all day, every day. Stepping off the tee box into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Hit it hard. Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great, buddy. How are you?
Johnny.
I'm doing all right.
Listen, no other show's doing that, giving you that kind of introduction.
Yeah, nope.
You
do.
You know what? Just you remember.
I hit it hard.
You remember us boys in Little Rock. Hey, boy, man, isn't it nice to watch Arkansas win, JD, after that tough football season, to turn on the basketball hogs and watch them beat a really good Tennessee team like they did the other day? Just nice to win again, you know?
It's awesome what Coach Cal's doing. I mean, it's just awesome. I mean, kids want to play for Coach Cal. That's all there is to it. And, yeah, you get all the, you know, once they, you know, unfortunately, we'll lose three or four of them probably after this year because they're going to the NBA. But that's Coach Cal. That's what you got to expect. He gets them ready for the NBA. But they're fun to watch, man.
Yep.
Aiko, he's just unbelievable.
For those who missed it, we announced it earlier today. If you missed it yesterday, Darius Aycuff Jr. was the National Player of the Week, the Naismith Player of the Week, also the NCAA March Madness Freshman of the Week, and Dick Vitale's Weekly Diaper Dandy choice. So, yeah, he's doing things that we hadn't seen in a while. He's going to go down probably as the most successful and most productive freshman, unless something were to happen, he gets injured, heaven forbid. But yeah, he's and for Cal to come out and say, JD, for them to brag on him. I mean, call him a beast yesterday, and everybody's mad because we got him. And you know, the fact that he knows that kid can handle that kind of compliments. You know, he's seen a lot of special players. He's coached a lot of them, and for him to say that about this guy says a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I mean, you know, and this team's only going to get better as the year goes on, I think. You know, I mean, I don't know how many he's new. We got a couple other new guys. I mean, you know, once they get that, I mean, I think there's so much potential in this basketball team that we haven't had since the Richardson days.
One of the things we like and do, want to thank Moe's for sponsoring JD every week. Thanks to Brandon LeCue and the gang at Moe's.
Thank you.
We do have, not only do we have John Daly, one of the greatest golfers to ever, the greatest golfer to come out of Arkansas in terms of success, but he also is one of the great kickers, field goal kickers, who also was a golfer.
Straight on. One of the last to leave, like a full service gas station.
So
many left.
I know you got to appreciate what Cam Little is doing in the NFL, John. Now he's got the two longest field goals in the history of the league. And he's still a young guy, you know. He's making these 67 yarders and these 60 plus yarders by 10 yards.
Yeah, and he's not in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
That's like, I feel like I should have been on a couple of Ryder Cup teams. It's an insult to him, and it's an insult to the NFL.
It is.
How he's not in the Pro Bowl is a joke.
Yep.
A joke.
Yeah, that's one thing that Arkansas has done a good job with over the years. Going back to our time, JD, I don't know if you remember, but I played with, I think, three All-Americans, Bruce Lehay, Greg Horn, and Kendall Traynor. Three All-Americans back-to-back that were kickers. Then you go back to Steve Little. And
Billy McClard?
Bill McClard. That's, and all of them coached by Coach Turner, if you remember him. But, you know, Arkansas's got a rich history of kickers. And we're seeing it now. I mean, and what's the other one? Is it Bell? Is it Devin Bell? Josh is the kicker for the.
He's a punter.
No,
Jake Bates.
Jake Bates. I'm sorry, Jake Bates. Rather.
Who was the skin?
Steve Cox. Steve Cox was another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really amazing the success. I wish we could sprinkle that around the rest of the positions for the Razorbacks. But kicker is really, we've really done well over the years at that position.
Oh, it's been incredible to watch, but. Yeah, and most of them are end up in the NFL too. It's where they want to go. But it's just fun to watch. I text and congratulate him every week. The Jaguars are a pretty good football team.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
Yeah. You know, I think they unfortunately they got to play the Bills the first round, but Bills are a little banged up. I don't think they're great, but I don't think they're as good as they've been in the past. And I think the Jaguars are full go right now to maybe win the whole thing.
We're talking with John Daly now on the Middleton Heat and Air. No, I'm sorry. This is a Hodges Glassler Rock Glass hotline still. I'm
getting right, my you text can line. Text us, though,
text us at the Middleton, Middleton Heat and Air
text line.
Who do you like between Miami and Ole Miss? That game will be played Thursday night. Or who do you like between Indiana and Oregon, John Daly?
I'm picking Miami. That defense is just, man, I tell you what, everybody talks about Indiana's defense, but I think that Miami defense hits just as hard as anybody I've seen. I'm going to take Miami and Indiana. It's just too tough to beat right now.
Yeah, the two defensive coordinators, John, the defensive coordinator for Indiana, Brian Haynes, was a Broyles Award finalist last year. He's a Broyles Award finalist this year. And the defensive coordinator for Miami, I think it's Corey Heatherman, I believe is his name. I should know that off the top of my head.
Correct.
Is that correct, Heatherman? Yeah. Both those guys, crazy, are two great defensive coordinators. If you look at, you know, where Miami was last year, probably – Heatherman's done the best job, but you know what you're probably going to end up happening is having those two go against each other in the national championship game, which would be awesome. And of course, both will be in Hot Springs at Oaklawn for the Broyles Award in February. And I think that'll be a really intriguing game. I'm like you. I think most people think that Miami, we'll see. We could be wrong. Miami and Indiana will be in the championship game. And I think that will be an intriguing game. I will tell you this, man, watching Indiana, JD, Rick Schaefer was just talking about it. They are well coached, man. They do things fundamentally.
They block and tackle.
Block and tackle, exactly. And they're
which is key.
Yes, it is. Well coached.
Yeah, I think I haven't looked at the turnover ratio on the defense, but I think Miami might have a little more turnovers than Indiana does for the season. But I think it's going to be if both those teams get in, which I think highly possibly they will. Although Indiana beat. I think didn't Indiana beat Oregon at Oregon?
They did. Good game, but it was close. But they did. Yep.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's hard to beat a team twice, no matter what.
Yeah.
Because you can change things up on your schemes and everything. But I just think Indiana's too good for Oregon. But I think it would be. I don't honestly think if Miami gets in, I don't think it would be that big of an upset if they were to beat Indiana because of their defense.
And by the way, too, Ish Ordonez was another kicker, was I don't know if he was All American. And did I say the Vitale thing wrong?
Dr. Dandy.
No.
Yeah, what's it called?
The Dapper Dan. That's from O Brother Where Art Thou.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Diaper Dandy is his thing. And also, JD's right. Indiana's got the best turnover margin in the country. They're plus 1.4 turnovers.
Impressive.
Compared to their opponents every game.
Helps you like, win.
That's nearly a turnover and a half better than their opponents
every
per game.
Hey, it's also the birthday of my old coach, a coach that was at Arkansas when you were there. I was, maybe not. Maybe he had already gone. But I would imagine because you were the great John Daly that you've had a chance to be around him. Lou Holtz, his birthday is today. He's 89. Have you had a chance to be around Coach very much at all over the years?
Oh yeah, Coach Holtz is the best man. Him. Yeah, you know, I've always said him. And you get a table with him and Coach Gruden, you're ready to run through a wall.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
I mean, those two motivate. They can motivate anybody. They're the most two of my favorite motivating people in the history of my life. And Lou, Coach Holtz, yeah. He was incredible. Yeah, he came. What did he come in 79 and left in 80?
He left in 83 was his last year. Was your first year 83 or 84? I can't remember. I was trying.
I was 84. So yeah. He had just left. I went there.
Yeah. But, have you played golf with him before?
Yeah, we've got a chance to meet Coach Hall. He is a pistol man. He's awesome.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that where, you know, if you can play golf, Roger, we've talked about this, you know, Trey Shapp is our guy. Mm-hmm. Because Trey Shapp can play golf well, it gives him the ability to take anybody out anywhere, and that's one thing about John. Everybody wants to play with John. Yeah. By the way, I saw a video of you on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it was outside your bar in Nashville. I didn't know if it was old or new, but I thought maybe because it was outside his new bar that it was in Nashville.
Could have done it again.
You got out of club at midnight, and I guess when the clock struck 12 or something, and hit a ball over some buildings downtown Nashville. Was that this year or was that an old clip?
No, that was 2 years ago at our bar called The Bridge in Tarpon. It's a karaoke bar.
Okay.
We hit a driver into the Gulf of America.
you know, JD is...
Was that on the other side over there? Okay, I didn't know what it was because I figured, well, that's got to come down somewhere.
JD's the only guy, like, what I'll do with Roger, I'll tell people who don't know Roger, go, hey, man, this guy's so talented. Watch him do, Roger, do some Schwarzenegger.
I did stop right there, John.
Or do a little Dean Martin. So that's what he's able to do on command like that.
Yeah, you want
to
see some other stuff, that's a paywall, John.
But John, is that everybody goes, hey, John, man, would you get out your driver? Would you hit a ball out of somebody's mouth?
Yeah, will you hit this T-ball shot off my girlfriend's butt?
So do you ever get tired of that? Does that ever get old, or is it just part of the territory being JD?
Nah, it's fun hitting off a pretty girl's butt.
Have you ever come close, or have you ever nicked a cheek? Before,
huh?
No, I never missed a cheek. But if you don't hold that T in, sometimes that T will flip and cut your lip. So that's the only happened one time. But he flinched. I said, man, you got to keep your eyes closed when I do this.
Oh man,
but he flinched.
I tell you, I don't know.
Gosh,
could you do that, Roger? Could you hold the T in your mouth and see Big John?
No.
I mean, you have to listen.
Unless we're in prison,
you can't have a stroke. You can't have a burp. You can't have anything wrong.
Oh my
go
gosh,
wrong,
no.
JD.
You
right?
Can't have a
say a stroke.
Yes, anything. Yes,
he didn't say stroke.
That's the first thing he said was stroke.
You're keeping a T in your mouth the whole time, but if you lose that T, it's going to cut you a little bit.
Yeah, listen, but there's also a chance that you got that cigarette smoke squinting one eye. That makes it even more scary.
We also have NFL wild card this weekend, so it's going to be a fun weekend of football, John. You got the college playoffs Thursday, Friday, and then a lot of wild card action. Of course, the Razorbacks will play Auburn on Wednesday. And who do we play Saturday? Is it South Carolina or is it Vandy?
This weekend is Auburn.
Is Auburn. Is that at home or at Auburn?
It's away.
At Auburn, right?
It's away.
JD, hopefully we'll be back next week talking to you, talking about some more Hog wins and some exciting football this weekend.
Sounds great, guys.